Hello, I'm Mark Whittaker with a Monday the 30th of June Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. Another day, another GM recall. The latest is a big one. General Motors has announced it's recalling more than 8 million vehicles across North America over safety concerns linked to faulty ignition switches. Chris Lowe is from FDN Financial in New York.
It's a huge recall of autos. Apparently 7.6 million vehicles will be recalled. There are almost half a dozen different parts or systems that the company says need to be replaced. So it affects a huge part of the auto fleet. And, you know, the sense is analysts are saying that the company was quicker to act this time around because, of course, there was that defective ignition system that the company got in so much trouble for earlier this year. So they found problems with a couple of the parts, and I guess they decided to move early this time.
But this is recall upon recall upon recall, isn't it? I mean, are there any cars left on the roads in the United States?
Well, that's, you know, as much as that sounds almost like a joke, it's a really serious problem, particularly for auto rental companies relying on GM cars in their fleets, because while the cars are being worked on, they cannot be driven once a recall is given. On top of that, auto dealers have thousands of cars on their lots that can't be sold because they have these part problems. They have to rotate the cars through their own shops and replace these bits. And then, of course, there's the shareholders and profitability. A recall of this size is very expensive.
Expensive and profoundly embarrassing as well, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is, although I think the company handled this well. They've had a huge amount of publicity over the ignition recall. Might as well take the negative press now, and hopefully, the quality control will not be a problem going forward. But I think it's got to be something management at this point is wondering, do they in fact have a problem in engineering, and do they have to go down and lecture them on getting it right the first time?
Well, that's the point, isn't it? They must be wondering what's next. I mean, how many parts of a car can possibly go wrong?
Well, that's right, and it's maybe even an issue with, U.S. manufacturing costs are relatively high, particularly at the original three U.S. companies because they have unions. Other car makers in the U.S., like Toyota and Volkswagen, do not. And as a result, their labor costs are high, and they cut corners in other places, and maybe they've just cut too many.
Mm. That's Chris Lowe from FDN Financial in New York.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and discussion, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.